known scene in general. Bo Diddley was born in Ellis McDaniels in a place called Macomb, Mississippi, about 1926. He moved to Chicago about 1938, where his name was eventually changed to Bo Diddley. He practiced the guitar every day and sometimes into the night, till his papa's hair began to turn white. His pa said, "Son, listen here, I know you can stay, but that guitar's just got to go." So he pulled his hat down over his eyes and headed on out for them western skies. I think Bob Dylan said that. He hit New York City. He began to play the Apollo in Harlem. Good scene there. Everybody raving. One day, one night, came a Cadillac, four headlights. Came a man with a big, long, fat cigar. He said, "Come here, son, I'm gonna make you a star." Bo Diddley said, "What's in it for me?" A man said, "Shut your mouth, son, play a guitar, you just wait and see." Well, Bo made it. He made it real big. And so did the rest of the rock and roll scene along with him. And a white guy called Johnny Otis took Bo Diddley's rhythm and changed it into hand jive. And it went like this. In a little old country town one day, a little old country band began to play. Had two guitars and a beat up saxophone. When the drummer said, "Whoa, those cats begin to roll." Changes made due to circumstances beyond our control, such as payola. The rock and roll scene died after 2 years of solid rock, and you got discs like
"Take Good Care of My Baby," "Please Don't Ever Make Her Blue," and so forth.
About 1 year later, in a place called Liverpool in England, the four young guys with mop haircuts began to sing stuff like, "It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog," and so on. A place called Richmond in Surrey, way down in the deep south, I got guys that had long hair down the back singing, "I wanna be your lover, baby, wanna be your man, yeah," and all that jazz. Well, we've been doing this number of Bo Diddley for quite some time now. Bo Diddley visited this country last year, and we were playing at the Club of Go-Go in Newcastle, our hometown. And the doors opened one night, and to our surprise, walked in the man himself, Bo Diddley. Along with him was Jerome Green, his maraca man, and the Duchess, his gorgeous sister. Now we're doing this number. Along with them came Rolling Stones and the Mersey Beats. They all stand around digging it. And I overheard Bo Diddley talking. He turned around to Jerome Green, he said, "Hey, Jerome, what do you think of these guys doing our material?" Jerome said,
"Where's the bar, man? Please show me to the bar."
He turned around to Dutchess and he said, "Hey, Dutch, what do you think of these young guys doing our material?" She said, "I don't know. I only came across here to see the changing of the gods and all that jam." Well, Bo Diddley looked up at me and he said, with half-closed eyes and a smile, he said, "Man," he took off his glasses, he said, "Man, that sure is the biggest load of rubbish
ever heard in my life.